by the way, remember when Joe Rogan faced multiple allegations of spreading COVID-19 misinformation on his podcast? Well, that caused Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, and Crosby, Stills & Nash to remove their music from Spotify to show their disapproval, with the streaming service providing him a platform. Well, over the weekend, fans noticed that the music of Crosby, Stills & Nash quietly reappeared on Spotify. When asked about it, David Crosby said that they don't own their own music and the people who do are in the business to make money. Back in March 2021, he sold his music to the Iconic Artist Group, which also owns publishing and recording rights to his catalogue. David announced in May that he did it without much choice as he was too old to be touring and he doesn't get paid to make records anymore, so he sold his entire catalog because he didn't have any other options. As of today, Neil Young and Joni Mitchell's albums are still not on the streaming platform, but you can enjoy your favorite Crosby, Stills and Nash tunes on Spotify. By the way, another day, another hip-hop artist being sued for an uncleared sample. Modern hip-hop owes a lot to sampling and there are many ways to do it right, but sadly, using a sample without permission is still pretty common these days, and it's a crime that's committed even by big superstars like Kanye West, who probably has all the funds that he needs to clear a sample, but the track in question comes from his latest album, Donda 2, with the track Flowers, and Kanye has been accused of using Marshall Jefferson's 1986 house track, Move Your Body, without getting permission or providing any sort of compensation. This seems to be nothing new for the producer and rapper, some would say fashion icon, as he has been accused of not clearing samples multiple times throughout the years. Kanye has yet to publicly respond to this legal action as of today. Well, last but not least, by the way, you're probably sick of hearing Kate Bush updates by now, and yet the iconic song has been still growing steadily, so much so that we can't afford to not talk about it. Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush has been running up the charts after being included in the latest season of Stranger Things on Netflix, and now she has broken not one, not two, but three Guinness World Records with that song. Originally peaking at number 3 in the UK charts about 36 years ago, the track has earned the world record for the longest time taken for a track to reach the top spot on the UK's official singles chart. It also earned the record for the longest gap between number one singles. Her last chart-topping song was Wuthering Heights, which dropped in 1978. And the latest record that she got was for being the oldest female artist to have a number one hit on the UK official singles chart, a record that was previously held by Cher when she secured the top spot with the song Believe when she was 52 years old. Well, these days you never know if an old song will be revived by either Netflix or TikTok, but to be honest, I'm all for it. Okay, and that wraps up this week's episode of The Pulse. If you'd like to revisit any part of tonight's show, you can do so by heading over to our website, www.vfm.my/pulse. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can do so by reaching out on Twitter at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Okay, let's close things off with a new track from Calvin Harris. He has just announced not too long ago that he'll be dropping Volume 2 of his album Funk with Bouncers. And here's one of the two new singles that will be featured in that new album, this time featuring 21 Savage. Here's Calvin Harris with the track New Money, right here on The Pulse, bringing you all the latest news in the music world and fresh new music with me, Ofni Thing. Thanks for listening. Take care, right here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
Why you bar? Bitch, I'm a dog. Go winning bottle bar. Turn left the ish spark. Park. I ain't with the Twitter ish. I let it spark. Gucci garments could smell like armpits. You domestic. All I ride is foreign shit. Tipping high tech. And I got a high tech. I got new money. It ain't even out yet. You went bought a plane ticket, but I chartered it. Trying to hit your main thing. Let me borrow this. Sipping high tech. And I got a high tech. I got new money. It ain't even out yet. Ryan in a coupe, I'm trying to find a roof, yeah. Drago in the seat, making chicken noodle soup, yeah. Jumped out the suit, yeah. Never wore a suit, crap, again, come on.